chapter, Laws of Shema, in chapter 63, we're up to subsection Vav, 6. So here we're saying, Im hoyo yoshon, if a person was sleeping. Now, it's time to read the Shema. He's tired, doesn't want to get out of bed. But mitzarin oisoy, you cause him the pain, meaning to umirin oisoy, and we wake him up. Achi yikra posuk rishon. Till we wake him up to the extent that he will read the first verse, v'hu oir mamish, so that he should be fully awake. Not, you know, reading it while you're chetzi asleep, while you're half asleep. You have to be fully awake to read the first verse of Shema. Sheyuchal lekaven, so that you can have kavana. So you got to be fully up. But mikan ve'elech, but once he's done the first verse, ein mitzarin oisoy kidei sheyikra v'or mamish. We're not going to cause him pain that he should read it to be fully awake. As long as he's fully awake by the first one, you force him to basically to get up. Because the rest, even though he reads it and he is snoozing, still he fulfilled his obligation. So even though to begin with, one needs to have in mind the entire Shema, not just the first verse, it's only after the fact. But here he hasn't read it yet, but we do not trouble him and we do not pain him for that in order to do the rest. Since he is forced because the sleeping has overtaken him, but we will still pain him. At least he will do the whole Shema with his mouth. Maybe not to be fully up, but he should still say the whole Shema with his mouth.
Can he say it from memory, or must he have the book in front
no,
of him?
No, why? He can say it all the time. There's no reason, there's no need for a book. There's no requirement to have a book. I mean, it's better to have a book, but it's no requirement. He says, that's not only talking about if somebody is an oinus, meaning a force because he's sleeping, but the same thing would be true. That if he's some other kind of situation in which he is unable to that he's not able to have in mind his mind is from behavter on, we were not going to trouble of him to intend kivon shehu, because he's against his will, he's forced to it, he has a good alibi, he has a good reason, he has a situation,
a high fever
for sure. Yeah, but in various different, it seems, even mundane cases, because like sleeping and, you know. Now, further, let's do subsection 7.
So when you lie down and when you rise up, you can't use the lying down in the morning?
What do you mean? You could say when you're lying down.
Okay, so if you're...
The halacha is that you could say when you're lying down.
Even
absolutely.
In the morning? Okay.
Absolutely. Subsection 7. Hakoyra kriyas shema. One who reads the Shema, lo yirmez lechaveidov be'enoy, should not wink to your friend with your eye. Lo yikritz bisvosov, and no one make any movements with your lips. You know, lo yarebetz boisov, not to show with your fingers. Meaning, don't. You have to be concentrated. You can't do any other things at the time. Vafilu tzorich mitzvah, even if there's a mitzvah, don't. You can't do that. If you do so, all of a cost of Namar, about him, the Pasuk says, there's a verse that states, and this verse is in Yeshayahu, Perik Mem Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, Chav Beis. The Torah says, V'dibarto v'loy oisi koroso Yaakov. And you did not call me, Yaakov, meaning the Jewish people, you're not calling me. Basically, you're calling me and you're doing something else. You know, you're saying Shema Yisrael, and you're doing Tashem, in the meantime, you are doing other stuff in the middle. It seems like you're just reading it as a by the way thing, because you're busy with other things, and you're also reading the Shema. The Torah says, you shall speak in them, but the Torah means, what does it mean? You shall speak in them, Asay oisum keva. The Torah, the Shema, has to be permanent. Shouldn't be like a side the way. You shouldn't just buy it. So therefore, no other things should be occupied in your mind, and don't make any hints, anything else during the time during the Shema. This is only true when is these words said in the first portion, that's from the Shema till Visharecha, the first paragraph. Because in the beginning it has the acceptance of the yoke of the heaven. That's why they're required to make it permanent. But from the after the first portion, you finish the first portion and on, Mutar l'tzorech mitzvah k'tzas. Then if there is a need for some, so a little bit, even a little mitzvah, or somewhat of a mitzvah, it's permitted to make these kind of hints or winks or things like that after the first portion. Because this was similar to a story that happened. Sheshono Talmud b'fnei Rabbi b'mishnah, that there was a student who was reading in front of his teacher. Now the teacher was doing the Shema, and the student was reading in the Chumash, and he read in the Mishnah, he read Zechariah ben Kaputl. He pronounced it as Kaputl. And Virabai Kora Parshishniyah Shal Kriyashma, and his teacher was reading the second portion of the Shema. So he showed him with his hands Likros Kabutl, not Kaputl, but the real Kabutl. So we see that there was a story like that, that even though it was, so this was like a little bit of a mitzvah, I mean, it was trying to set his student right, maybe he could have done it later and everything else, but that would be okay, even though it's the middle of the Shema. Subsection 8, Hoya Oisek B'melocha, if he was in the middle of doing work, V'rotzo Likros Kriya Shema, and he wants to read the Shema, so don't continue working and read the Shema. Yizbatl memalachtoi, he should stop his work. Achi yikra kriya Shema parsha rishoyna, until he will read the Shema, the first section. And as we said, this would also be like an oinus, like we're saying before. He has no choice. So the first one, he does. Kedeshi lo yiyya kikoyde derech arei. And so he shouldn't be reading in a temporary way while doing his work. But he adds, while doing work, even if you can have your mind. Sometimes you do such work which doesn't require concentration at all. It's like things that let's say you're doing with your hand, and it really would not stop you at all from concentrating on the Shema. But he just says, doing the Shema while you're doing other things just seems like your work is like the Shema is a temporary. That's no good. We need you to stop the story. You know the famous story with the Barditchev Rav, and they say that was once a person who was rushing out of shul and with his talus and the tefillin. Apparently, it wasn't during the Shema, but with his talus and the tefillin, he was greasing the wheels of his carriage because in those days, in order for the carriage to slide properly, you needed to grease them. And in walks in the Barditchev Rebbe, and he says, he was like shocked, you know, he's in the middle of, he has thousands filling, and he's doing such a, greasing the wheels of the so the Rebbe says, so he's got very, and the Rebbe says, look, Hashem, look what a wonderful people you have. He's, even while he's greasing his wheel, he's still davening. He turned it around. But over here, he says not to say the Shema while you're doing work, even if you can concentrate. Two more halachas. Subsection 9, Ha'sif Tes. Ha'umonim. These are craftspeople that are workers. And the same thing would be true with Chain Balabais. And the same thing is if the owner himself is doing some work. Shoyoisim halacha b'resha ilam. They're doing work on the top of the tree. They're up there. Shura Sabinyan. Or they're on top of the lines of the building of structure and they're high up over there. So they are allowed to read while they're up there. They ain't tzorich later. They don't have to go down. So even though it's a little bit shaky up there, you're high up, but you don't have to. You don't. The chama didn't trouble you. Don't have to go down. But yet, they need to stop their work during the first portion. So you can stay up there. don't do the work, say the first portion, and then you can continue working while you finish commission is bar, has been explained. And finally, Sif Yud, Hakatov. Katov is a person who's carrying loads on his shoulders. So he carried it going from place to place, but he has loads on his shoulders. Afa Pisha Masoy al Ketefoy, even while he has his load on his shoulder, Koyde Kriya Shema, he can still read the Shema. Mipnei Sheyuchal Lekaven, because he's able to have Kavona. Avalo Yaschil, in other words, carrying just a load on your back doesn't really, and it doesn't seem like that would be considered doing it while you're working, because it's not work, it's carrying. Carrying is not like you're not actively doing something, you're just walking with it, or it's on your shoulder. But you shall not start to read it at the time that you're loading it on your back, or at the time that you're removing it. Then your mind is not, your heart is not settled, so then you don't read the Shema. But once it's on your shoulders, it's okay, then you can go ahead and read. Okay. When you were talking about